The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
One of the most helpful articles that I read was written by a Dominican. I read it not too long ago, and it was an article to try to make sense of kind of what I would call kind of parallel understandings of what it means to be a Catholic. The understanding of a certain generation imbued with the spirit and hope of Vatican II, contrasted by a younger generation that, quite frankly, wants a lot of the things that seemed to have gone by. And the article is helpful because it points out, I think, a significant difference between these two groups of people, and obviously this is somewhat artificial. Namely, that those of a particular generation who grew up with the changes in the Second Vatican Council, the value was inclusion. Because that generation, which is my generation, grew up in a time where the Catholic Church, being Catholic, was far more pervasive than it is today. I made the observation that my first communion class, when I was seven, was about 50 people in a town of about 9,000. My mother tells me this year, First Communion, they had one. The younger generation is marked not by inclusion, but by identity. Because they don't live in a world that is so magnificently Catholic, they need certain markers to identify themselves. Now, how do we see this? We see this, I think, in the two readings. What's the big deal about pork? It's a marker. It's something that says we follow the Lord. We believe in a certain way of life. And what is the value of Jesus in the gospel? Inclusion. Zacchaeus is invited in to change his life and to believe. Both inclusion and identity are important. Let us ask the Lord today to help us to embrace both.